Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation despite the fact that the raging debate over racism in the United States goes to a fundamental question. Does it help the country to run the country down? Is there some kind of advantage to talking about American guilt, American imperfections, America's total failure at this and at that, and particularly emphasizing the idea that America was built on white supremacy? There is actually a new study done by a professor at University of London who's going to be joining us later. It's done in collaboration with the Manhattan Institute. It's about the way that media coverage of racial issues actually creates this idea that there is a rising tide of racism in America when exactly the opposite is true. A little bit later in this show, we're going to be speaking with Professor Eric Kaufman. We're also going to be speaking about one of the very few decisions where it's unmistakable, though there are actually a number of them where President Biden is actually following Trump policies. One of those policies has to do with a withdrawal from what both President Trump and President Biden call a forever war. But are the policies advanced by both presidents, both President Trump, President number 45, and President Joe Biden, President number 46, is it a good idea to withdraw all American troops and to withdraw also the even more numerous NATO troops, despite the fact that Americans don't know this? There are more troops from our NATO allies in Afghanistan. Now they are planning to leave, too, because America is planning to leave. Is all of this a good idea? We will ask the chair of the House Armed Services Committee, Adam Smith, who actually supported President Trump on this issue. He did. And he didn't support President Trump on much. But we will be speaking to Adam Smith coming up on the Michael Medved Show. And we'll also be talking about a new foreign intelligence advisory and designation of the greatest threat to the United States being China. So what does that mean? And what does that mean about all of the speculation about a Chinese strike against Taiwan? How does America, under the Biden administration, perhaps act to avoid that kind of disaster? We'll be speaking coming right up to Gordon G. Chang, who is actually coming directly from having testified before the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He's speaking there this morning. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. But there's also a great deal of conversation going on about a bill to provide slavery reparations, with estimates now running by leading academics of up to $10 trillion of transfer payments to the descendants of slaves. Good luck in trying to identify yourself as a descendant of slaves. And how does this work with mixed race people? Well, we'll get to all of that. But with that going on, there's also an unbelievable tweet, which in fact I think deserves, it really deserves a Golden Turkey Award, but because it's so serious, we will give it a Tweet of the Day designation.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, the tweet is from Hakeem Jeffries. a member of Congress from the state of New York. And Hakeem Jeffries is the third ranking, it might be fourth ranking Democrat in House leadership. He is one of the senior members of House leadership. He's part of the House Judiciary Committee that just voted in favor of this slavery reparations bill. And he tweeted out the following. Dante Wright did not die because of a mistake. He is dead because he is black. That is so extraordinary and so outrageous and so irresponsible and so baseless. If anybody out there wants to try to provide some justification for that assumption that Hakeem Jeffries says that Dante Wright is dead because he is black, he's not dead because of a mistake by Officer Potter, he's not dead because of his own past encounters with the police and his arrests and his violations of bail, $100,000 bail for the charge of attempted aggravated robbery. We will get to all of that, but this goes along with a really, really disappointing and depressing speech that was delivered by our new UN ambassador. And Linda Thomas-Greenfield, who is a distinguished diplomat, and she's won handsomely confirmation in the Senate. She was speaking to Al Sharpton's National Action Network, and she sounded like this.
I grew up in the segregated South. I was bused to a segregated school. On weekends, the Klan burned crosses on lawns in our neighborhood. I shared these stories and others to acknowledge on the international stage that I have personally experienced one of America's greatest imperfections. I've seen for myself how the original sin of slavery weaved white supremacy into our founding documents and principles.
Okay, that slavery weaved white supremacy into our founding documents? Where do you see any reference to slavery in the Declaration of Independence? It is true that there was a reference condemning slavery in the original draft of the Declaration, and that Jefferson and Adams and Franklin were forced to take it out because it would have divided some of these slave states. But the idea that it helps America for our UN ambassador to talk about the original sin, see, a lot of people hear that and they think this is not in a religious sense. This is a sense that America originated it, that the sin was original with America. She also said this about white supremacy. Listen.
Racism is the problem of the racist, and it is the problem of the society that produces the racist. And in today's world, that's every society. In America, that takes many forms. It's the white supremacy that led to the senseless killing of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, and so many other black Americans. It's the spike in hate crimes over the past 3 years against Latino Americans, Sikh, Muslim Americans, Jewish Americans, and immigrants. And it's the bullying, discrimination, brutality, and violence that Asian Americans face every day, especially since the outbreak of COVID-19. That's why the Biden administration has made racial equity a top priority across the entire government. And I'm making it a real focus of my tenure at the U.S. mission to the United Nations.
Okay, how does that focus help America? She was talking about the United States having to deal with white supremacy before we even go on to the International Human Rights Council, where current members include some of the worst abusers of human rights, including China, Libya, Pakistan, Somalia, Sudan, and Venezuela. She wants to focus on criticizing America and that body. And what about China and human rights and world peace? We'll be speaking with Gordon G. Chang coming right up on the MedVet Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact gel made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all-day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high-quality leather and a premium indoor-outdoor sole that makes them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED for these great radio specials. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/MedVet, you can get a free mini book. Free! Darwin's Three Big Ideas that Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/MedVet. That's discovery.org/MedVet.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
MedVet Show. It's always a pleasure to speak to Gordon Chang. You can catch his latest work by going to his Twitter account. It's Gordon G. Chang at Twitter. Gordon is a prolific author, columnist, and just this morning I understand that he spoke to the House Foreign Affairs Committee. You were delivering testimony on the China threat. Is that right, Gordon? What did you have to say to the members of the House?
Oh, well, thank you so much, Michael. This was the Tom Lantos Human Rights Commission of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, and they were holding a hearing on President Moon Jae-in's attempts to undermine democracy in South Korea. Now, China is a part of this because Moon has been trying to align South Korean foreign policy towards Beijing and away from Washington, and that does have serious human rights implications. But this was essentially about South Korea.
I see. And in terms of South Korea, does their cooperation or desire for more cooperation with China represent a threat to us in the United States? I wonder about this because we still have 27,000 troops in South Korea, even with us moving our troops now out of Afghanistan. Should we be worried about a realignment in South Korea? I understand President Moon is not terribly popular with the people over there.
Yes, his party just lost two crucial mayoral elections, one in Seoul and the other in Busan. And these elections, I think, really reflect popular discontent over economic issues. But they also represent, just skepticism over Moon's foreign policies, especially with regard to North Korea. But to answer your question, yeah, we should be very concerned that Moon is much closer to Beijing than he is to the United States, because China has been supporting North Korea's weapons program, including its missiles. And Moon, for instance, doesn't allow the United States to build up missile defense on the peninsula. So we've got 28,500 forces there, troops there, and we're not allowed to really defend them.
What about China, which was just designated as an assessment by our intelligence community?
Yes.
An assessment of threats to the United States is the number one threat. Do you think the threat primarily is military, diplomatic, economic? What?
It's across the board, because China's attack on us is comprehensive. And yes, China clearly is the number one national security threat to the U.S. It's good that the Biden administration acknowledged it, but this has been true now for more than a decade, because although, we deal with terrorists around the world, they can only cause pinpricks compared to what Beijing can do. And Beijing has been fueling terrorist groups, and it's been fueling other adversaries. The national intelligence community lists the four threats to the U.S. at the top. They're China, Russia, Iran, North Korea. Well, the thing that makes Russia, Iran, and North Korea dangerous is because China backs them.
Wow. So when you say it backs North Korea and Iran, backs Russia as well?
Well, certainly. And I think that what we're seeing right now, which is one of the most dangerous situations of our lifetimes, is Russia massing its forces on the border of Ukraine while China is threatening to take Whitsun Reef from the Philippines and to annex Taiwan. So we're seeing a lot of Chinese military assets in the South China Sea right now. And I believe that they are actually coordinating with Moscow, which means that if there's going to be conflict, it's not going to be isolated either in the Philippines or Taiwan or on Ukraine. It's going to be at both places, which means that we're going to have simultaneous crises that we've got to deal with.
Is our military capable of handling a simultaneous war in Ukraine and in Taiwan?
Barely. Barely. Now, we can avoid all this if the Biden administration makes some public declarations about what the United States will do, and if we use all our power to stop the Chinese and the Russians. But, yeah, this would be a fight which would, the outcome would be uncertain. I think that we could prevail, but nonetheless, because we've got a lot more friends than those guys do, but ultimately, this would be tragedy on an historic scale. We would be remembering this like we remember the two great wars of last century.
It's so sobering what you're saying. You say we have friends, more friends than China and Russia do. What about South Korea? They have a very formidable military. Would they support and help defend Taiwan?
No. They'd be very clear on that. They are not going to do anything that would offend Beijing. And they probably would say to us that we couldn't use our bases in South Korea to support our efforts to defend Taiwan or the Philippines. So South Korea...
Would Japan come to our aid?
Excuse me?
Would Japan come to our aid?
I think so, and the reason is that it's very hard to defend Japan if Taiwan is in China's hands. So I think that the Japanese would make an historic decision to actually help the United States help Taiwan. But actually the Japanese Prime Minister is going to be in Washington in a day or so. And so this is going to be, I should be at the top of the list of things that they talk about because they are talking about China.
Right. Explain to everyone here, aside from the fact that Taiwan is one of the most vibrant, vital economies in Asia and in the world, and the fact that it is an American ally and an outpost of democratic government right next to China, why should we care about the future of Taiwan?
Well, first of all, since the latter part of the 19th century, we Americans have drawn our Western defense perimeter not off of Hawaii or even Guam, but off the coast of East Asia. Taiwan is at the center of that line where the South China and East China Seas meet, and it protects Japan. Geostrategically, it is absolutely critical. But there's a more important reason, and that is China is going after our democracy really hard, and they're going after the whole concept of democracy, and we cannot allow China to take over any democracy, especially one as important as Taiwan. If we do that, none of our friends anywhere in the world, not just Asia, but anywhere in the world, are going to doubt us, and we are not going to have our friends help us. And I think that this could very well mean, for instance, that in Europe, all those countries look at us and say, you're no longer any help to us, the U.S., which means we defend ourselves right off our coasts instead of in Europe, instead of in Asia.
Very quickly, we are now withdrawing by September 11th all of our troops from Afghanistan. Does that send the wrong message to China?
Yes, and it sends the wrong message to everybody else as well.
It's an unbelievably concerning matter. We're going to be speaking later in this show to the chair of the House Military Committee, the House Armed Services Committee, Adam Smith of Washington. Gordon Chang, always pertinent, always sobering, trying to get Americans more concerned, more involved, and an administration more clearly determined to defend liberty. You can find his material at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. Gordon, Godspeed to you, and I hope you are heard. We'll be right back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation's top health officials are committed to being transparent after the FDA and CDC recommended a pause in administering Johnson & Johnson's vaccine. Testifying before the House, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says they will continue to work with administrators to build trust in vaccines. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats are itching to expand the Supreme Court for political purposes.
You're introducing a bill to add four new seats to the Supreme Court so that Democrats can pack the court.
Democrats did introduce that bill, although House Speaker Nancy Pelosi doesn't support the bill that does expand the Supreme Court from 9 to 13 seats.
And I have no plans to bring it to the floor, no.
Pelosi telling a briefing that she supports President Biden's new commission that's studying federal judicial reforms. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And on the Michael Medved Show, in the context of Gordon Chang was telling us about, I mean, that incredibly sobering prospect of a coordinated Russian attack on Ukraine. And Ukraine's a country of nearly 50 million. And it is a country that, I mean, obviously it was the height of controversy regarding President Trump's first impeachment. But aside from that, it's a key victory in the Cold War that Ukraine is a pro-Western, pro-American, struggling democracy. And it is. And if the increasingly authoritarian, dangerous, reckless, murderous Putin regime decides to attack Ukraine at the same time that China fulfills its long-announced intention to occupy Taiwan, and Taiwan does not have a negligible military, but of course they could not stand up without American support against the Chinese communists. Not possible. And to handle two different conflicts from two very substantial military powers, Russia and China, at the same time, I think goes to exactly why it is so outrageous that Linda Thomas-Greenfield, our new UN ambassador, should, at the very beginning of her service in the United Nations, be running down the United States. Now, if you look at the text of her speech, you will notice that she has very brief and passing remarks. And you could even hear in one of the clips that we played on this show, Ambassador Greenfield, or Ambassador Thomas Greenfield, did say that racism, and it is the problem of the society that produces the racist, and in today's world, that is every society. Okay, she said that, but the implication was because she spoke so heavily about American racism and talking about anti-Semitism and American hatred against Latino Americans, Sikh and Muslim Americans, and honest to God, it is so ridiculous, especially at the beginning of Ramadan. Shouldn't it be obvious that one of the glories of this country and one of the things that our UN ambassador ought to point out is that there is no country in the world, certainly not any Muslim country, where Muslims have the same liberty to observe their religion in the way that they choose. There's no interference with Muslim rites or Muslim worship or fasting for Ramadan or going on Hajj or anything like that. It's not something the U.S. government has been entangled with. And the idea that that right now America is so uniquely guilty that our U.N. ambassador has to go before the entire world and focus her attention on the United States, which is now rejoining the UN Human Rights Commission. The reason that President Trump withdrew from the UN Human Rights Commission is because it was focused on attacking two nations as the worst human rights abusers in the whole world. America, which is ridiculous, and Israel, which is ridiculous. And this is an unbelievable speech from the UN ambassador. And it goes to the fact that last night, the House Judiciary Committee passed a bill. It's called H.R. 40. And the reason they call it H.R. 40 is not because it's the 40th resolution to come before the House of Representatives this year. It's in memory of the pledge from a Union general that emancipated slaves should get 40 acres and a mule. No, seriously, that's why it's there. They passed the slavery reparations bill. Now, this doesn't mean that we are going to pay what one professor has estimated would be $10 trillion. And if you just think about $10 trillion for a moment, that's five times what President Biden is talking about spending on his massive infrastructure bill. There isn't enough money. They can't print it fast enough. The House panel, this is the story from Associated Press, actually from New York Times. A House panel advanced a decades-long effort to pay reparations to the descendants of slaves by approving legislation that would create a commission to study the issue. It's the first time the House Judiciary Committee has acted on the legislation. Still, prospects for final passage remain poor in such a closely divided Congress. The vote to advance the measure to the full House passed 25-17 after a lengthy and often passionate debate that stretched late into last night. The legislation would establish a commission to examine slavery and discrimination in the United States from 1619 to the present. The commission will cost an estimated $20 million. The commission would then recommend ways to educate Americans about its findings and appropriate remedies, including how the government would offer a formal apology and what form of compensation should be awarded. Now, this is one of those things that drives me crazy, because most people simply do not know or do not recognize that the United States Congress has already voted a formal apology for slavery. It happened in 2008. Here's the way that story, July 30th, 2008, was summarized by National Public Radio. On Tuesday, this is July 30th, 2008, the U.S. House of Representatives issued an unprecedented apology to black Americans for the institution of slavery and the subsequent Jim Crow laws that for years discriminated against blacks as second-class citizens in American society. And it was sponsored by a Democrat from Tennessee, white Democrat, Steve Cohen, who drafted the resolution, Cohen explained the apology's long journey for congressional approval and the significance of its timing. And it goes on. President Clinton apologized for slavery before this. There have been constant apologies for slavery. There certainly is a great deal that has been established in the very wonderful and inspiring and appropriate Museum of African American History of the Mall in Washington, which acknowledges the crime of slavery. But the idea that we need a new commission to go over this again, and we need it now because racism is on the rise, that is precisely what this new study from University of London is actually meant to confront. The momentum supporters have been able to generate for the bill in this Congress follows the biggest reckoning on racism in a generation in the wake of George Floyd's death while in police custody. Still, the House bill has no Republicans among its 176 co-sponsors and would need 60 votes in the evenly divided Senate to overcome a filibuster. Republicans on the Judiciary Committee were unanimous in voting against the measure, and appropriately so, including a black Republican named Burgess Owens, new member of Congress from Utah, and he's been on our show on several occasions. And a Congressman Owens spoke against the bill. So what's the argument against it? What's wrong with sending some money to people who may need it? Well, what's wrong is that's not what people are talking about. They're talking about sending money not to people who are struggling right now, but sending money based upon the struggles of people more than 100 years ago. We'll get to that and more on the MedVet Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show, talking about the spirited debate last night, and it was spirited debate about a reparations bill, a bill to spend $20 million for a new commission, and the commission would review the entire history of slavery, which has been enthusiastically reviewed by gifted academics, many of them African American, of course, many of them black. But speaking of black members of Congress, one of the black Republicans in the Congress of the United States is Burgess Owens of Utah. And he talked about his personal history growing up in the Deep South. And he said, I was taught to believe in commanding respect, not digging or asking for it. The former professional football star said that in the 1970s, black men weren't allowed to play quarterback. Or, as he put it, to take other thinking positions. And then Congressman Owens said, 40 years later, we're now electing a president of the United States, a black man. Vice president of the United States, a black woman. And we say there's no progress? Those who say there's no progress are those who do not want progress. Ouch. And Representative David Sicklein, who is a member of Congress from Rhode Island, said this notion of, like, I wasn't a slave owner, I've got nothing to do with it, misses the point. It's about our country's responsibility to remedy this wrong and to respond to it in a thoughtful way. And the commission is our opportunity to do that. And this goes beyond the previous congressional votes, the statement by President Clinton, which was a formal apology, which was supported by Congress in 1997. And again, is it appropriate for the United States to remember the history of slavery? Is it necessary to be an educated American to know something about the history of slavery and to disregard some of the misleading propaganda that, particularly in the latter part of the 19th century, whitewashed some of the true nature of the crime? So sure, all of that is appropriate. But right now, and we're going to be speaking to a professor coming right up who has researched this this untruth, this gigantic lie of surging racism in the United States. And it's absolutely ridiculous. And again, I would have thought that in a period of time where basically we've had black candidates for national office, for president and vice president, on the ballot and winning clearly in three out of the last four presidential elections. It's an astonishing thing. How could that be if there was this surge of racism in the United States? You know what there's a surge of? There's a surge. There's a new report on opioid addiction. 87,000 people died last year of opioid addiction, way up during the pandemic. And it's also shifted. It used to be that the prime victims of opioid addiction and overdoses were people in economically difficult positions who were white. And a lot of those forgotten Americans that President Trump won enthusiastic support for. Lots of people dying of opioid overdoses. In the new numbers, the main increase has been among black Americans. And with a vastly higher number of people who have died through the opioid addictions than have died through confrontations with police officers. And yet we're now told that it's somehow a crime to be pro-police. If you want black people to be safe from crime, what's the alternative to being pro-police? I mention this because Andrew Yang, who is the front runner for winning election as mayor of New York, and the election that's coming up this November, I think the primary is June 22nd. And if he wins the Democratic primary, I mean, New York is such a heavily Democratic city, and he seems to be a popular candidate. He was doing a bike protest, riding on bikes, about the shooting of Dante Wright. And he was heckled by BLM supporters who said, "This is not your protest. We don't want your protest. You're pro-police." Okay, is it now a crime to be pro-police? Joe Biden also contributes his own irresponsible statements to this ridiculous idea that we need reparations now because racism is worse than ever and we're returning to Jim Crow. This is what he said most recently. This is soundbite number one, Jeremy, about the idea that voting laws, which, by the way, are supported by majorities of Americans, that voting laws actually equate to backsliding into Jim Crow. Listen.
Parts of our country are backsliding to the days of Jim Crow, passing laws that harken back to the era of poll taxes, when black people were made to guess how many beans, how many jelly beans in a jar, or count the number of bubbles in a bar of soap before they could cast their ballot.
Okay, where are there any provisions like that in any of the laws that are have already been passed in Georgia, being discussed in Texas or anywhere else? The Brennan Center and other activist organizations say that requiring voters to show ID is a form of voter suppression. However, according to the new poll by Rasmussen Reports, just 25% of voters nationwide agree. Instead, 66% of all Americans see photo ID requirements as a reasonable step to improve confidence in elections. A majority of every measured demographic group holds the view that such requirements are reasonable. That includes 77% of Republicans, 67% of independents, and 56% of Democrats. Another election reform considered by some to be a form of suppression is requiring ballots to be received by Election Day. Only 29% of voters agree that that is discriminatory. Twice as many, 59%, see that as a reasonable step to improve confidence in elections. Limiting early voting to 2 weeks is seen as suppression by 35%. It's seen as reasonable by 49%. 52% of Democrats see such a timetable as voter suppression. 65% of Republicans consider it a reasonable step. And the idea of talking about Jim Crow and being asked to count bubbles, again, Jim Crow was horrible. It was criminal. It was un-American. It was wrong. But that is not America today. And the idea of trying to emphasize that everything today, everything is based on racism. I'll tell you what is there are so many troublesome issues with that. But one of them is that we just, I think appropriately, the authorities decided not to bring any charges against the Capitol police officer who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt when she was trying to storm her way into the House of Representatives building, going through a window that was attempting to be broken. He had warned her in advance. He had said not to go in. He was concerned about the safety of himself and of the members of Congress who were gathered inside. And she died. And generally, that's accepted because it's appropriate. Now, no one knows the identity of the officer, but the victim here happened to be white. If she were black, would there be attempts by people trying to activate more fear and division in this country to protest against that verdict? I think there would be. And that's a shame for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with